Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchell.
Together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
Our big boss, Susan Larkin's in town, and he starts this show.
Nobody
off
knows who that is.
Our big boss, Susan Larkin, out of New York, NY. And he starts off with a blunder by me. I didn't like, why would Evan do that?
I don't know. He picked one.
Big Miss Rittman.
Yeah.
I can't even repeat that word if I wanted that name. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little concerned.
Are you really?
I'm great, man.
You're something
I'm
else,
great.
Man.
I'm the best. No doubt about it.
We deserve hazard pay.
Who?
It's Bodoni, Evan, and I, and the boss dealing with you, man.
Please.
Yeah.
Hey, Warriors. Training camp started yesterday in Hawaii, Goo.
I saw them doing yoga. Did you see they were all doing yoga? It was dope.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see that.
Yoga.
Let me ask some people a question here. So we got the Warriors starting. We got a new era in San Francisco with the Giants. Yep. 49ers 2-2, getting healthier. Looks like they're going to be in good shape second half of the season, I would think.
Dude, you are. Go ahead, man.
Where are your expectations with these franchises right now? Are your expectations for the San Francisco 49ers still the Super Bowl?
Wow.
The answer's yes.
No.
No, yes it is.
No, the rat on the table.
Say yes.
I feel like you're saying put your glasses on. But that was it coming into the season.
And you've changed?
No, diehard, you can't change after 4 weeks. Is it fair, people? Let us know that you changed this early your expectations.
I don't think there are many 49er fans out there who don't still have the Super Bowl as the goal.
No, you're wrong. I think you're really... Everybody thought McCaffrey was going to be there week one. Guess what? I was only one worried. He has not yet to play a down. And now he's got it in both knees or both legs or what have you, Steiny. So to me, that changes everything. I'm not saying they're not going to win 10 or 11 or 12 games, but I don't think they can win a Super Bowl without the threat of McCaffrey.
Huh. I wouldn't give up on that. I wouldn't, hey, Goo, I wouldn't rob them of that.
Okay, I got that. Unless you know something
about what?
McCaffrey or Greenlaw.
Well, Trent Williams says that he thinks he'll be back the second half of the season.
I'm not mad at Trent for that, but you got other stuff to be worried about, big fella, than playing doctor. But okay, I guess that's good news, right?
I'm just asking Bay Area fans what their expectations are right now and if they've changed for our three teams.
Would you understand it if a Niner fan said just what I said? I think my expectations have changed. I'm looking at the defense and what's not there.
What isn't there?
Greenlaw's not there.
We knew he wasn't going to be there in January. But, when we talked about the Niners going into the season, we said this is a Super Bowl team. We knew Greenlaw was going to miss half the season at that point. So,
but the impact still can't be ignored.
Yeah, but
then, that's what it's about, impact.
But we knew 6 months ago he wasn't going to play the first half of the season. And nobody thought that was going to be
a
hindrance.
What about Hargrave, who went out with a pec injury? That's lost.
That's an injury.
Was leading defensive tackles and pressures as much as we are throwing stones at him.
Okay. And the New England Patriots just lost their starting center for the year.
And so you're saying every team is dealing with something.
I'm saying that the 49ers have some injuries right now.
Yeah, but a lot.
No, they don't. They don't have a lot of injuries. They have Their whole offense is intact right now, except for McCaffrey. And they got a pretty good guy filling in for him.
Well, 2 weeks ago, they went into a game without Debo,
but they're
Kittle.
Playing, but they both played last week.
You're right.
Like, they're missing one guy on offense, and they're missing, what, two guys on defense, Hargrave and Greenlaw? And Greenlaw, I'm just saying, to me, I would not give up on the goal of the Super Bowl if I'm the San Francisco 49ers. I still think there's a chance that they get healthy the second part of the season.
All right.
What about...
Because I feel like attrition is setting in, and that's why I've been so concerned on what I call blown or missed opportunities with the Niners. You never know what the next year holds for you. And right now, they've been dealt a bad hand in regard to who is injured and how long they're injured. And you're right. All that could change. It's still in front of them with 13 games left. But, partner, I'm watching this defense, and I don't feel like it's a playoff defense. Now, that could change. They had a good showing against New England, but that really wasn't a test. But they got the dub. But, Steiny, I'm like, Super Bowl, I don't know. It just feels like things are going against them. And this whole Ayuk thing, which I think it's a thing. I don't know what it is, but it's something. So we'll see, because they're going to play better teams moving forward.
I think if you look around the league, I just don't feel like you'll say, boy, the Niners are more snake bit than other teams. Mm. Not only that, Debo Samuel and Kittle missed a week ago. They both came back and played this past week. They're both likely going to play this upcoming week. So, like, I don't think injuries are an excuse for the 49ers. And I'm just not thinking right now that I think things are kind of getting better. Because they've gotten Kittle back and they've gotten Debo Samuel back. And Greenlaw, by all intent, might be coming back week 10 or 11. They just
Hufanga
got
Fonga comes back and then he's out again.
Okay.
And again, your point, it sounds like, Istani, it happens and every team is dealing with it.
How about this one from David in the 615 on the Comcast business text line? Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't this team make the Super Bowl without McCaffrey before he became a
Facts.
Niner?
Yeah.
And, like, I think they can – I don't think not having Christian McCaffrey is going to be the – like, they can still win a Super Bowl without Christian McCaffrey. It's obviously going to be harder, but I think they can.
And I've been the one to use that from the – 650, Steiny, that in 2019 they did it without McCaffrey, but you don't miss anything you didn't have. And at that juncture, the team was built different. Some of the same characters still on the team, but man, he's a threat, and he may come back in 5-6 weeks. But if he doesn't, we'll see.
What about your expectations for the Golden State Warriors this year? Because this is what I was thinking. They won 46. It's so hard because you say 46 wins, and the other guy says, yeah, no playoffs. And then you say, well, 2 years ago they won 44 and they were in six. So it's all about how you view it. But when it comes to the Warriors, Goo, I got a number in mind. I got a number that I think should be their goal, and it's five. Can they get to five? Can they be the fifth best team in the Western Conference?
How many wins would that entail, you think?
Well, I don't know. See, and that's what Steve Kerr was talking about a couple days ago at Media Day. You just don't know. 2 years ago, they won 44, and they were six. Last year, they won 46, and they were 10. I don't know. Maybe they win 48, and they're 10 again.
Yeah, because the West is getting better, and Memphis is going to have Ja back, and Houston.
Or 48 could get you to... six or seven. It's possible.
Can I share with you my answer to that question, Stoney, and why I'm fearful about the Warriors? And to their credit, they tried everything under the sun to land a big boy. If that's marketing, if that's Paul George, regardless of what you believe, I believe that team knew, the Warriors that is, they needed an infusion of talent to go along with Steph Curry. But the reality is, Stoney, they tried, it didn't happen. So now I'm up here like, okay, we're going to go with what we have now, but never, I can't believe in recent years have I went into a Warrior season, or we have, and people are talking about the deadline as an opportunity for them to get better. So I'm fearful. And then when I hear Coach Kerr talk about we have openings, I'm like, well, damn, you don't even have that. You know, it's not what it used to be. There's a lot of, you know, unknown to this season. So, Stoney, to me, if they got to the playoffs, that would be better than last year, and I would take that.
What are your goals for the three teams right now in the Bay? You got Buster Posey taking over the Giants. To me, it still remains pretty simple, and it's can the Warriors and the Giants get to the postseason in the next year?
Yeah.
And those are both within the realm of possibility. To me, it's still, can the 49ers win a Super Bowl? Can the Warriors make the playoffs? And I'm just going to say a top six so that they don't have to worry about a play-in game. But I think six or five mostly is a goal for the Golden State Warriors. And then the San Francisco Giants, to me, there's no reason they couldn't theoretically get back into the postseason next year. But my question to Bay Area fans is, have your expectations changed with any of these three teams? Have they changed with the Niners because of the start they've gotten off to and the McCaffrey injury? Where are you with the Golden State Warriors? It seems like a lot of fans last year still thought this team was in a championship window. They didn't make the playoffs.
Oh.
You still think they're in a championship window. To me, that's a little far-fetched, but you first got to get to the playoffs, and then you can see how you measure yourself against the other teams.
Real quick here, the Giants already have, you said relevance yesterday, but they already are benefiting from excitement just with the, and you called it PR, with the Posey hire. So those aren't wins and games,
no.
But there's excitement.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you need to change your expectations for some of our teams in order to essentially enjoy the season more? Because if you think these teams are World Series bound soon or NBA Finals bound, have you changed your expectations? Hey, the end of summer sales event is on at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. So stop by or visit FrontierFord.com for incredible savings and drive away in your dream Ford at Frontier Ford or FrontierFord.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
I like that drop.
Oh, yeah. Guru Steiny, Guru.
All right. So, this is the kind of thing that I've got to address. 650. Steiny, you just writing off the Sharks as a Bay Area team?
You came in on fire this morning about the Sharks.
See, this is... I'm not going to blame it on a mandate from above. I won't do that. But you're right. I came in today thinking... Here's what I was thinking, Goo. So I'm looking at our four major sports teams.
Here we go, Evan.
And... if you've noticed, they've all taken the same route.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Sharks have a general manager named Mike Greer, played in the league 16 years. Former player, young guy, 49 years old.
African American.
He's running the Sharks. Buster Posey, I couldn't believe this, 37. Posey's 37 years old. He's now running the Giants.
All right.
Mike Dunleavy, 44, running the Warriors. And John Lynch, 53, which, trust me, kids, it's still young, running the 49ers.
All right.
And I was just thinking about, okay, we've got four GMs who are young GMs, and to my way of thinking, you could use today as a starting point to judge all four. We could start right now because every organization is at, to me, a definable point. The San Francisco 49ers, they're in a Super Bowl window. John Lynch, To me, the goal is win the Super Bowl. It still is. Lynch, as an executive of the Niners, they're either going to win it this year or they're probably going to have to retinker next year. I don't want to say start over, but they may have to tinker on the fly a little bit to keep this thing on top. But the goal to me for the Niners is simple. Can Lynch get over the hump? Mike Dunleavy? What's his goal? He's got a team that's 2 years removed from a dynasty.
And the dynasty may be dying, and that's okay.
I think we can say the dynasty is dying.
Okay.
I think we can say that. So the question then becomes, what does Mike Dunleavy do to mitigate the after dynasty
and reinvent
run?
Yeah.
What's the goal of the Warriors? To me, it's get back in the playoffs this year and start reestablishing ourselves as some kind of contender.
Facts.
The Giants, to me...
Relevancy.
The Giants, yeah. What's the goal of the San Francisco Giants? To me, next year would be to make the playoffs just like it was this year. Once you make the playoffs, anything can happen. And then you got the Sharks. Sharks have been the worst team in the league the last 2 years. They've won, 22 games and 19 games the past 2 years? So they're at the bottom, but they've got young players. They've got a group they think they can grow with. So Mike Greer's got a big job ahead of him. But I was just thinking about, what are the goals for each of these four teams? What are your expectations for these four teams? I mean, it wasn't long ago we expected the Giants to contend for World Series. Are we still there? Where are we with the Warriors? 888-957-9570 is the number. And what are your expectations for these teams? Is it still always about a championship? Or can the Warriors, for the first time, maybe in, 8, 9 years, can the Warriors actually have a successful season if they don't win it all? And I think this will be the first time we ever answer the question, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I think they can.
Oh, I was going to just come with the hell no. And the reason the hell no is why they were in on those big fish, Paul George and marketing, because I don't think that will suffice Steph Curry. Like, of course he wants to win, Steph, but he wants to win it all. He's still playing at a high level, and that's why Mike Dunleavy told us to our face the other day, enjoy it. And I think there's an added pressure on, and I mentioned the deadline for the Warriors to do everything under the sun to get Steph the necessary help so they can get right back. Not for the playoffs, I'll take that, but Steph Curry said it in Vegas, things change quickly in this league. So I think there's a pressure for Mike Dunleavy to appease Steph and Draymond to go get them that necessary help to where it's not, hey, you guys had a cute little season, you got back to the playoffs. I think they got to contend. Yeah, and you need talent to contend. And right now, I don't know if they have. I'm waiting and excited, but man, I don't know.
I'm telling you right now, I would say you're crazy.
I would say you wouldn't be the only one.
You're crazy to go into the season with an expectation the Warriors can win it all. Like, aren't you?
Or how about getting back to the Western Conference? Like, being, you know what I mean? Like the 5 seed you talk about, and maybe you win 2 rounds, you're in the Western Conference Finals. Like, it can't be going backwards from not making the playoffs and taking 2 baby steps. Hey, we won a round. I don't even want the Warriors, and I know Steph's saying this, to hell with a play-in. We are a playoff team. My days are numbered, as, you know, being able to carry us on our back. And I feel right now I cannot identify, and maybe it's Kuminga, maybe it's Pods, maybe it's Melton, maybe it's Slow-Mo. I can't identify that second or third or that second and so second and a half guy.
Why do you think they're going to be a title contender?
Because Wiggins can ball, and if he, you know, got the new haircut, the new look, and got his family stuff past him, you know, he's at ease. You know, I know heart's heavy, but Kuminga with the blonde hair. Well, like, what if those two dudes just think about it? Those two dudes.
Then I think could be a playoff team.
But what about Cosnoy's in the playoffs?
I think that's.
Because Kuminga and Wiggins collectively, Steiny, athleticism, being able to, they check all the boxes. Can you sustain it?
First of all, they don't check all the boxes, Kuminga and Wiggins. To me, there's a bunch of boxes they don't check.
Well, 2022 Wiggins, okay. I'll take that. We'll take that all day. That checked all the boxes.
But you can't take that all day because he's never done that all day. But I want to get to the bigger point of, you can't go into this season with an expectation the Warriors are going to win it, can you?
No, I'm hitting the reverse. Because when you say it like that...
My question is this.
I just said to you 10 minutes ago, Stoney, make the playoffs for the Warriors, for me. But right. for Steph, they got to do more than that.
Why? He's under contract for three more years.
Because he's a winner. And he's still playing at a high level. If I watch things erode around me,
okay.
and I'm not the reason, when I'm the John Lennon of the group, I'm doing my thing. You got to get me talent that can help me. That's what makes it look bad. If Steph's playing at a high level, and that's why last year wasn't cool to me.
Well, he didn't have a great second half.
No doubt. He stepped back a little. But at the end of the day, it's about getting him help.
Okay.
So if they don't win a championship, Stoney, I'm not breaking any china. But if they don't make the playoffs, oh, my gosh, it's Armageddon. Because then it's really over with Steph Curry.
I just don't like to talk in extremes like that. Like, I don't think it's fair to think this team's a championship contender right now. Maybe halfway through the year, we'll think differently. Just like in 2022. I don't think a lot of people thought they were a contender. Then they start 31-9, and everybody says, well, what do we got here?
So what's success for the Warriors for you this season?
Get to five. Get to six.
Right. And that might be 52 wins. You're right, because this could be thick.
But it could also, things could break and 47 might be able to get there. It depends on the year. They got to six. Who's to say 44 won't get you to six this year like it did 2 years ago?
And I don't want to bring up because we'll get into it later, the Osler-Draymond conversation. But, Stoney, I'm sorry. I'm still holding on to the math. I know you're going to be like, Guru, the Warriors won six. They didn't. If he doesn't miss 25 games, the Warriors aren't what they were, a playing team. You know what I mean? We could have been talking about them being a 4 or 5 seed if Draymond was available. So right then and there, it's bigger than basketball. It's about availability. So that's what Osler was talking to Draymond about. So I bring that up because it gives me more confidence that this wasn't a natural non-playoff team. I mean, it is what it is. He went and messed up. But if you ask me what went wrong for the Warriors last year, before I say anything about a screen or a lack of defense, I'm saying Draymond was gone. That was the death blow.
Okay, and I'm saying that Steph didn't have a great second half, that Wiggins was AWOL, that Draymond got suspended, and Kuminga was a little bit up and down. I wouldn't put it all on Draymond, but I'm more interested in how are Warrior fans going to enjoy this year if they're not willing to see success in something other than a championship? When we know right now, it looks like a long shot. Right now. I'm just saying, don't we have to recalibrate our expectations for the Warriors? And do we have to recalibrate them for the Giants? I'm not ready to recalibrate them for the Niners yet, but maybe other people are. But that's kind of what I'm thinking. For the last 10 years, I feel like we've gone into the Warrior season saying, they can win a championship. And I think, okay, that's been fair.
They won 4 of them.
Right. But is it really fair to the Warriors right here, right now, to expect this team to compete for a title? That, to me, on day one at least, it's unrealistic. So I think I would change my expectations for the Warriors from a championship to can we make the playoffs without having to even get into the play-in game? I think that would be a nice season.
Yeah.
I just do. What do you guys think at 888-957-9570? And what about, where does Posey fit into this? With the San Francisco Giants, they made the postseason once in the last 6 years, twice in the last 10. They've never won a playoff series since the 14 title.
Wow.
What are the expectations for Buster Posey's first year? 888-957-9570. I guess it's just my way of saying we've got to figure out a way to enjoy these seasons coming up for the Warriors and then later for the Giants, and we can even throw the Sharks in there. There's got to be a way to have a successful season without winning a title for these teams. But we haven't discussed the Warriors like this in forever. So I'm just interested to get Warrior fans' perspective on this with training camp having started yesterday.
Yeah, and they're in Hawaii getting ready. But you know, I got to be honest, and we talked about it, Stani, the giant element of this. I'm excited already. Again, the fact that it's Buster Posey, I'll just call him the Giants' Derek Jeter, I think it's good for business. And the fact that the faceless ownership sent a message, at least to me, that, you know what, we've seen the Farhan movie for 7-8 years. It's time to go in a different direction. That in itself is accountability. So now let's just say you threw it out. The Giants come back next year and somehow don't make the playoffs, Donnie. I won't come in here and say Buster's a failure. I'll say at least he gets the benefit of the doubt. We're watching a movie, a different movie, and we're 10 minutes in. We're one season in, as opposed to watching Farhan just, you know, he went 15 rounds and there was no success outside of 107. So to me, right there, that's excitement. And I know from a free agent standpoint, what did we talk about? Alonzo and Soto, those are pretty long shots. But if you go to the B-listers and C-plus listers or players, maybe you got some action. But the Giants were 2 games under. But what did you guys say yesterday? I believe Evan told us 9 games back of that last wild card. So that definitely is a gap. But I'm excited, and I think they're winning something now by people being excited of who's leading it.
I mean,
and I got you. No wins with that.
I mean, yeah, to me, the excitement now means nothing.
Well, Sal, the text from Sal, I won't forget. Yeah, that's the PR part of it.
Yeah, but I don't think that wins you any games.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering where we're at with the teams. And the other thing is, if, let's say the Giants next year go 85-77, but they miss the playoffs, I bet you people will be like, nice job, Buster. Nice job. I really do.
But the way I know you, I would think you would say that too. Like, forget Buster. If the team didn't make the playoffs, they come back and are 8 games over and somehow didn't make it, that wouldn't constitute success to some shape, form, or fashion?
No, for me, it won't. It won't constitute success. Because I actually, you know, I thought the team was going to make the playoffs this year.
So did I.
Okay, and I don't think their team's going to look drastically different next year. And so if Buster Posey can internally improve this team, the way they play, button them up a little bit, then why shouldn't they be a playoff team, I guess is my question. But let's jump into some of this stuff right now. Danny's in Richmond. What's up, Danny? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
I just wanted to real quick talk about the Warriors.
Hey.
I've been a Warriors fan since 1985. We have lost more seasons than we have won. And these are not the lean years that I'm used to. So me, as a longtime fan, I'm like, hey, we won more than 20 games. Amazing.
Yeah.
I think that we believe phrase needs to be more for the team than for fans. Fans believe. We already know. We're out here in these streets acting wild every season like we're going to go all the way, even when everybody's injured. Okay? But does the team believe? Does everyone on the team believe? Last year, they were playing desperate. And desperate people do not believe they're going to win. They're getting down to the end of games. They're giving up. They're letting all the margins just fly by them. That's what I think Steve Kerr, that's what everybody is trying to get rid of in training camp. And I think that if they manage to gel and believe that they have something, they have to find something to believe in. But if they can get to that level of belief in each other and in themselves as a unit, I think we might have a real surprise on our hands. I'm not saying, oh, I'm predicting they win the championship right now, but I think that they will make a playoff run in that juncture. And if they don't believe it, it's not going to happen. Just desperate again.
Appreciate it, Dan.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's perfectly logical to believe this team could be better than last year.
We'll see.
Like they...
Now, that wasn't against you. That was perfect, Evan. We'll see. And that's what it is. Quick trivia. Head coach of the Warriors in 1985.
George Karl?
Johnny Bock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Former Bulls assistant also.
You know their first round pick in 85.
Mullen.
Look at my man.
Why did this come up?
Because I just went to the roster when she said 1985 she became a fan.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I think the Warriors could be better than last year. Absolutely.
And that I guess that I want to say that sounds yucky, Steiny, just from the sense standpoint of they didn't make the offs. So it's kind of easy to be better than that.
They won 46 games,
They did.
I mean, seriously, 46. They were 10 games over 500. Like, that's not easy.
I'm trying to come up with an analogy for that, though. But when the field...
It's when the Giants won 103 and lost the division to the Braves in 93.
No, not, that's different. When you win that many games, that is a travesty. But 46, Donnie, you know, Norm would say, hey, nice job, but it's not good enough because everybody else surpassed that plateau.
Yeah.
You got to keep up with the field.
Did they do that this offseason?
That's the million-dollar question, man.
Yeah, I absolutely think that they could be better. My expectation for the Warriors, they should be a playoff team.
I don't like that we don't even know the starting five.
Like, actually, there's a new spot open.
Go bye-bye.
Steve Kerr said yesterday, first of all, 3 days ago, he said, yeah, we probably have
Steve,
a couple spots open. Now he says we've got four starting spots open. Draymond coming off the bench?
My question to you is why would he come off the bench?
I could see it for basketball reasons.
To save him?
That would be part of it.
Terrence Howard, the great actor, was in a great movie, black swim movie.
Oh.
It was called Pride. I don't think Draymond's pride, and he's like every other athlete, as accomplished as he is, Steiny, you think at this juncture he would say, coming off the bench?
That's why he would, I would think.
But he's such a Wolverine, a competitor, he'll be like, I'm good. I'm okay, buddy. You ain't got to worry about me.
I look at this team, and I don't see a ton of playmakers. And so maybe this is the year where he's got to split up Steph and Draymond a little bit more, just because Draymond is – kind of a point guard when he plays. I'm just throwing stuff out there. But it was interesting what Kerr said about the starting five, and he's basically said, the way I read into it is, the starting five not necessarily going to be our five best players. It's got to be the best five-man unit with Steph Curry. So we'll see, but I don't know. It looks like the Golden State Warriors are going to try a lot of stuff.
Before you grab the next
training camp.
What about the Sharks? Because you brought them up. The playoffs, right? You said the last two seasons have been miserable.
Yeah.
You got, come on, our guy.
Yeah, I honestly.
Playoffs, though, would be nice.
Well, to me, it would be to start creating excitement. Like we've got something here. Like the Oklahoma City Thunder of like 3 or 4 years ago. Could they have a year like that where maybe they're knocking on the playoff door, but everybody in the league says, this team's going to be really good in a couple years.
But if Celebrini's rookie of the year, that's a damn good start.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Chucky's in Oakland.
Chucky.
Hey, Chucky, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Guru.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good morning, Matt Steinman.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, man.
Nice.
You know, I got a couple of points I'd like to make, man. I like to put it right on the table, man.
Okay.
Brought to you by Ad Cole Pest. Official sponsor on 95.7 The Game. And that is, it's amazing how I haven't heard any rhetoric about the Golden Boy, Christian McCaffrey. To me, he's gone from Golden Boy to, I'm going to start calling that man Mr. Reynolds. You know, from gold to aluminum, right? Because I'm wondering, you know, when he did his contract adjustment, if he already was aware of his physical inability. Because, see, the relevant, what was out there was he was getting his contract because, you know, he was like the best multi-back in the league. But I wanted to just get his contract because he knew that he wasn't going to be able to perform up to the ability that he performed prior. So he was trying to get money for what he already did, knowing that he wasn't going to be able to ever do that again. And my other thing is about Draymond.
Yeah.
Vontae was supporting the media who was questioning Draymond, taking his side. But I think Draymond, it would amaze me that he wasn't able to speak and say, and would say with 100% sure that there's no worry, I'm not going to get suspended, I'm not going to act up, I got the technical behavior under control. And it amazed me that he wasn't able to say that. So I'm just worried about Draymond's.
Appreciate it, Chucky. Two things there.
Two big things.
One
bigger than the other, though.
Yeah, we can't go down that road with McCaffrey.
Because we'll never know the answer.
Right, and you know.
And he earned it.
It's usually guys on other teams that do stuff like that, not our hometown guys. There's no way Christian McCaffrey did something like that for our Niners, I don't think.
I mean, you can't gauge or predict tendonitis. I mean, you got ailments, you got arthritis, and they flare up or what have you. He got the chicken, he deserved it, and at that point, there's not a walking human that would have said, hey, no, Christian, we're not going to break you off this change. But Mr. Warrior, when I got the news that it was in the other leg, I'm like, oh my goodness. Steiny, man.
Hey, did you see Brandon Cooks is probably going to miss a game for the Cowboys this week?
With something weird. Yeah. What's a leg infection?
We don't count that injury, though, if it's on a Cowboys. I got a list of guys who are out.
Well, the Rams have Josh
Sally. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All right, 888-957-9570. I see Steve, I see Tim, I see Barry. We'll get to you on the other side. We're talking about the expectations for teams. Is it still to win the Super Bowl for the San Francisco 49ers, or are the tea leaves telling you this might not be the year? What about the Warriors? What about the Giants? What should Buster Posey's expectations be for this team next year? And yeah, the Sharks, they're young, they got a long way to go, but you would think they're starting on an uphill journey this year. And the question is, what are your expectations for these teams right now? Because you might have to lower them a little bit. 888-957-9570. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. 2 hours before the start of the game, join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.